The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock right now. And by lock right now, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 bam, jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big ups, big ups, big ups to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. I think
the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with Eddie.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
Yo! They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna crack.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe.
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And I want that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing? DJ Brother Z and Ben Jammin.
Thank God it's Friday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Hey, thank you for joining me this April 4th, 2025. We got another powerful conversation for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, look, let me tell you something. We got a co-host, my co-host for the day. It's powerful, Truth Nation. It's going to be powerful. We got Smooth as Butter, Reggie Brown, in studio, co-hosting it with me today on the Tory Lowe Show.
Yeah.
How you doing, Rich?
Man, I'm blessed. I need to be on that intro, man. What's going on? Hey, I felt left out.
Look,
man,
I'll tell you this. Hey, we just excited. We're excited right here at 101.7 The Truth to have the legend, Reggie Smooth as Butter Brown, in studio, Truth Nation.
Man, y'all geek me up, man. Y'all just geek me up.
Look,
man.
It's powerful.
Yes, yes. So this is where Ben Jammin and Noni Juice and Mel and Kyle, this is where y'all be kicking it at,
right?
Huh?
Well,
it's a spot.
And the thing is, you got a history with Ben Jammin and Noni Juice.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? What's that?
Oh, my God. Let me see. Noni, I went to school with her mom. I gave her the name Noni Juice.
What? Hold on.
Yes.
You got some copyright on that or what?
I should have. She don't blow up, man. That girl is
Wait a
everywhere.
Minute. You named Noni Juice?
I gave her the name Noni
what?
Juice.
What?
She'll tell you. She'll tell
that
you.
That sounded powerful.
And Ben, I knew he was going to be a star. I knew Ben was going to be a star. When I first met him at V100.7, I knew Ben was going to be a star, man. Man,
wait a minute.
Ben got that energy.
So you saying that Ben always been like this?
Oh, yeah, man.
Crazy.
Yeah. I think he calmed down now. I think he calmed down a little bit.
He got a little bit
really?
More professional.
For real. But, yeah, I knew Ben was going to be somewhere.
Wow.
Told him he had to get up, get out, and get something. He got it. Ben Jammin, I'm proud of you, boy.
Hey.
You know what? Hey, see, I was trying to wait around to the pop culture
right.
report, Reg.
Yeah, you brought me in doing the pop culture report.
You know what, Reg? Like, I've said it time before and time again, and I text you from time to time as well.
Yeah.
And I just let you know how important you are and were to just the young Ben Jammin. I talk about Lil Benny all the time. I talk about Lil Benny to my Truth Nation listeners a lot. And a lot of times what Lil Benny was doing, walking home from Mitchell Middle School, I was listening to Reggie Brown. You know, listening to Reggie Brown, and I never knew. You never really know what your future holds for you. But I never knew that one day I'd be working alongside Reggie Brown. And then on top of that, I wouldn't even be here at 101.7 The Truth if it went for Reggie Brown.
Man.
Reggie is the person who told me the truth was about to stop.
Yeah.
All right, he's the person. All right, when I talk about divine timing, like literally, Reg, you know, I was working as I was working street team, but then I became the receptionist at iHeart.
Yep.
Ended up leaving my books and stuff up there, and then one day they gave me a call to come pick up my books during COVID time, or whatever. It was 2020. Reg pulled me aside. He like, hey Ben, come back to my office for a brief moment. We discussed, chopped it up. He told me about Tory. Tory about to be over there at the Truth, and then he told me, he was like, hey bro, you should apply.
There
Bing, bam, boom.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Look at Ben now.
And then I called you.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's right. I
called you.
When I
first had the opportunity to come to the Truth, I needed to talk to my brother because me and Reggie Brown, we go back on a lot of community ideas that we work with in the community, dealing with situations at certain times where we had to come together to make a difference in our community.
Right.
And so we had this relationship that was based on dealing with those that needed us the most.
Right, you know? And I applaud you for that, man, because you still do it.
Right.
You bring a lot of babies home. You do it. You got your cleanup coming up, too, your community cleanup,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's sounding powerful.
Man, yeah, you do a lot of stuff, man. When you run for office, man, mayor, governor, whatever, I'm going to be your biggest supporter, man.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this, Reggie. I'll say this. The one time I was at the club you was hosting.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there, and you was, you know, and every time you see me say, hey, Tory is here, then you said, Tori is my only friend that never asked me for nothing. I remember one time you said that. I said,
"Man, I was shocked to see."
I was laughing.
I was shocked.
But you know,
see.
I don't, you know, deal right. in that area like that.
Right.
But
right.
to the fact that our brotherhood was powerful even back then.
Yeah.
And I was able to call you because you were a legend in the things that you were doing mm-hmm. in radio, and get that advice.
Mm-hmm.
Before I made a decision,
I remember.
I think we talked for a minute.
Yeah, you know, we did.
And I think that you gave me the understanding, you know, that I was searching for.
Right.
And that was great to have you in that space.
Right.
And this was before the radio idea.
Right.
The ability that I had your personal number to say, "Hey, look, Reg, this is what's going on."
Mm-hmm.
And then you poured into me at that moment. And gave me a clear understanding.
Right.
And the rest is history after that.
It sure is. Look at you now. Hey. Like, can I get your autograph? Can I get a picture with you today?
We already got pictures. We already got. I almost posted a picture of us at Juneteenth and said you was coming on the show today.
You should have.
I almost posted it.
I got that one too, I think. Yeah.
I was, you know, that's powerful.
Yeah, that's right. You were out there too, holding it down. I was just walking, buying T-shirts, eating corn. There go Tori Lowe. Look at that. Working.
Hey, look. It's great to have leadership,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you talk about broadcasting, you know, when we talk about black broadcasting,
right.
you know, when you talk about black radio,
right.
You have been able to be in the game for
over 40 years, 81. How long ago was that? That's a lot of years.
You know what I mean? So I always tell people, anybody can get a podcast.
Right.
Anybody can get certain things when it comes to social media,
right.
but very few people get to get a radio show.
That's real. That's real.
That's something you can't just get.
Right.
You got to be extremely blessed to try to get in that space.
Yep.
And that's why I say, like, to have you here
mm-hmm.
as an example of how your knowledge of the game is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for being here for all of us.
Man, thank you for the invite, man. Y'all mm-hmm. like my kids, man. My kids up in here.
Hey.
Mel, I went to school. Well, I grew up with her mom, Gabrielle, Gabby. I'm proud of all of y'all. Every Bucks game, I see her. I said, look at her. Look at her.
Like somebody that done grown up.
She done, yep, grown up. And so I'm proud of her, too.
Mm-hmm.
But when you run for office, brother, I'm going to do Flyer John. I'm going to get your name in the back of my head like he got the Millennium Tour right now. I'm going to do that.
So Flyer John outside the window at the 3rd Street Market Hall, and he's promoting the Millennium.
The Millennium Tour,
The Millennium Tour. And I think he got Trey Songz cutting his head. Like,
no, he got
Trey?
I think it says he got the Flyers.
He got the Millennium Tour, but I think
he got something. Turn around. Let me see the head.
Look. It say
Millennium Tour in his head. Somebody, shout out to the barber that did that.
Right.
Too.
He back on. Fly jump back.
Man, he been back.
It was a while where people was wondering where he went.
Oh, yeah, that's real.
It was like a couple years because they hit me up and say, I seen him, when I seen him out in the 3rd Street Market Hall, I brought him in on the show.
That's what's up.
To give everybody an update on what he was doing.
Let him know he's still around and kicking it.
Hey,
that's
a part of history right there, too.
I call him the ghetto superhero, Flyer John.
Like, now, post being on your show,
uh-huh.
How is life?
It's good. It's good. I'm in the clubs. 4 to 5 nights a week. That's mm-hmm. keeping me going. I need a job, though.
Job.
I was working with the, I'm still sort of working with them, the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And we were doing this big, it was called the Legacy Entertainment Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a skating rink in there. We have a cafe, an arcade, and what else? A bowling alley. But things went left and it just didn't work out.
Right.
So now I'm looking for a job. You hiring, man? Can I wash your car every week? I'll be a driver.
No, let me tell you something. Hey, I'm going to throw some suggestions around. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, the thing is to have the knowledge, to have the understanding of the game.
Right.
You know, and you have broken a lot of Milwaukee artists
mm-hmm.
over, you know, like we do hometown music Thursdays on the show.
Right.
But you have always been in tune with what was going on out here.
Oh, yeah. Got to.
And being one of those pioneers of having your ear to the mm-hmm. streets or knowing what was hot mm-hmm. and being able to put that out there and help change the culture.
Yeah. Yeah. And this game, you got to know. You know, you got to stay stay on top of everything, right. You know, like being a basketball player. All these basketball players, they know who Michael Jordan is. If you mm-hmm. don't, you better know. They wear his shoes. So, you know, you got to know what's going on in your community.
What do you miss about being in the space where you had that ear to the street and was able to say, hey, look, I'm going to have you on the show. Like, you know, that right. kind of power to just break talent.
That's exactly what I miss, you know, putting people on. I still give them direction. Mm-hmm. People are scared sometimes to ask me for a number. I give it up. Mm-hmm. I say, call me late at night. I play Call of Duty at 5 a.m. So
oh, wow,
me. Here's my number. Call me. You know, we could talk. And I want to steer them in the right direction, too, because people think that since they have a song, it's about to blow. No, right. You got to work it. Making the song is the easiest part of the game. Now you got to work that song. You got to work that record. You got to get it on social media, all platforms. You got to work it. And some people don't realize that. You know, they think, I got a song, Reggie. It might not be mastered. They might have did it in their basement. Right. Sound horrible. You got to fix this up. And I keep it real with everybody.
And for you to, and you're touchable, too. You wasn't yeah. one of those people that you had to go through 3 or 4 or 5 people to get
yeah.
to.
No, I'm at, hey, you see outside. Me in the club. You know it. Here's my number. Here's my number. Call me. Hit me up. I got 2 phones. One is business phone. It's the phone you got right here. This is the bat phone. My mama called me on this one. And then the other one is just for
I'm
that.
Taking that to
yep,
the
there you go.
Hey.
The other one is just for that. Call me. And I answer both.
Well, look, we're going to run the break. And when we come back,
mm-hmm.
we got Reggie Smooth as Butter Brown co-hosting with Woo! Me today on the show. When we come back, I want to talk to him about how radio has changed since
yeah,
he started.
I
want to know because there's so many different ideas out here that people are consuming.
Right.
And where does radio fit in?
Right. I got you.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. So let it rip.
Know that I'm peeing, I'm thugging, I'm still in the street. If he run up, I out and delete, clean the Glock and repeat. It get hot, throw that in the creek, hit the spot, it's 100 a pee. I went flawless, my teeth, diamond, boy, where does it say?
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ, Brother Z on the ones and twos, Reggie Brown in studio, rocking with me on this Friday.
Brother Z!
Hey, look, Truth Nation, our 4th annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we want you to be there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up to volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site, once again, register for the last cleanup site, we'll get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com to clean and beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup on Saturday, April 12th at 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. is presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs, U.S. Cellular, Landmark Credit Union, Raise Coca-Cola, and Waste Management.
Mm.
Hey, Reg.
That's what's up, man. Congratulations on that, man. I'm proud of you. You doing that, too? You're doing a lot, bro.
But you know I started out cleaning up.
That's right. You sure did. You know, bringing them kids home right. and cleaning up.
And like I told people, I said, they say, Tory, how did you get started? I served.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just, you know, I felt like my mission was to serve.
Yeah.
And so people looked at cleaning up like, I'm not picking that up.
Right.
But I saw it as a way to make immediate change. If we can clean up something and change the way the block look, yeah. what else can we do?
Yeah.
And so that was the strategy because nobody ain't going to fight you picking up paper.
That's right.
You ain't going to see no... A lot of people arguing about that.
There you go.
So I didn't have to deal with a lot of the fussing. We just got together, cleaned the block. Next yeah. thing you know, you'll be surprised how many kids have not seen their neighborhood clean.
That's right. I know. But you're doing it, though. Right. You're doing God's will.
Hey, you always said that.
Yes.
You always tried to. You was motivational at times because it was sometimes I ran into you and I was like, I don't know what in the world is happening. And you would always give me a good word.
That's all good. You're a good dude, man. Yeah, you're doing good right. there. Hey, I got to apologize to somebody real quick on the radio since we're right here on The Truth. Me and Bailey Coleman was hosting this concert. And we had our dressing room and everything, and we're in the dressing room chilling. We're at the Riverside Theater, as a matter of fact, And we thought that the people, the promoters, had drinks and food in there for us, you know.
What?
We were in the wrong dressing room.
Oh, wow.
We actually were in Brother
Z. So y'all ain't read the name on the door?
Yeah, I know. We were in Brother C's dressing room.
Oh, wow.
They had a bottle in there. Bailey, let's pop this bottle and just get our little drink on. And we drinking and chilling. And we like, they come in, Brother Z come in. Who was he with? I forgot who you were.
My guy, Zay.
Oh, my God. And they was like, we just bought that from the store. We just...
You're drunk.
It's all right. It's all good. It was. You know
I still
what?
Owe you, brother. It's all I good. Still owe you. I owe you.
Oh wow.
I owe you. It was crazy. I apologize, man. I apologize.
Apology forgiven.
That's powerful. Yo, wait a minute, DJ Bucky.
Yeah.
How
Reggie
was you,
with when you see, brown. When you see my bottle of Douce.
When you see Reggie pop your bottle, what you say?
That's the thing. I didn't even see him do it. I just saw him. And then I saw what was left in the bottle, and I was like, oh.
I got the video. I got the video on my phone. So wow. Me and Bailey was just sitting there toasting, posting videos. Like, Bez, the good life.
Oh, wow.
It was good, too, wasn't
it? Oh, man, it was great. It was great.
He owe you a bottle.
I know.
He
I
got it.
We made it work.
We sure right. did.
And you
we
know
sure
what?
Did.
What's funny is that Reg, when he does things, when I see him move, he's always honest and sincere. He probably, you know, you've always been straight up.
Yeah, I got to, man.
That's how you lasted so long. You're still going. You're still out here moving around. I mean, I think I recently saw you at the Broadcasting Association, Black Broadcasting Association.
Oh, yeah, with the National... Association for Black Journalists. Yeah.
Well,
everybody was there. Was that it?
I think
right before,
so, because
right
it was all of the black media people.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
In Chicago?
No, here.
No, right here in Milwaukee.
Oh, NABJ? Here.
Yeah, NABJ. Yep. MKE. Yep. Yep. That was at Element. Was that Element?
Yep.
The mayor was there. Everybody was there.
Yeah. It was powerful.
It was a toy drive, too. So, yep.
The question I wanted to ask you is, you know, how has radio changed? You know, over the years, you know, because when you start out, you know, you say over 40 something years ago. Whatever,
yeah.
Now it's 2025. What are some of the things that you say, man, that has changed with radio?
Right. Well, as you get older, like myself, I start listening to talk radio, you know, podcasts, talk radio. But, things that have changed, it's drastic. I can do a show now from my home.
Right.
I can do a 4-hour show in an hour or less from my home. It's called voice tracking. I can voice track. So, well, let's talk about V100 and how they've changed.
Mm-hmm.
They are not local anymore. They're not. There's no one local on V100. That's not a local station anymore.
Oh, wow.
So the Breakfast Club in New York, Angela Yee, of course, in New York, my guy Trey, who took my show, he's on 4 cities at once, and he's in Chicago. The girl at night, she's in Houston. The girl after that is in San Francisco. The girl after that is in Philly, and then back to the Breakfast Club. So there's nobody local on V100. You can do 4, 5, 6 shows in one day in less than 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
In different cities. So people are not really listening to radio a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They have control now. There's Apple Music, there's satellite, you know, there's your own playlist on your phone. So radio's losing a lot of money, you know. They're competing
when
with
it
that.
Comes to music.
Exactly.
Music, like playing.
Right.
Songs and things, that format.
Right, because when I was on the radio, I was playing maybe 9, 10 commercials in one break. You don't want to hear all that.
Right.
You just want to hear the music. So, but the commercials are how we get paid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that kicked in. People wasn't advertising. We're talking about this Millennium Tour that's coming up. They bought a lot of ads on Facebook and Instagram. So they don't have to advertise on the radio.
And the thing is, back in the day, that was the way.
That was the way to do it. Yep.
And I think that people started, you know, when it came to music, they had, when they started saying you can customize your own playlist.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, the company that has a control over a lot of the radio stations, They got an app where you can make your own playlist competing against their own idea.
Yep, iHeart. Yep.
I ain't gonna say it.
They treated me good. I'm not bitter.
I'm just saying.
You know, it was bittersweet that I'm gone. There's nobody local here. But man, shout out to Bailey Coleman, Tony Fields. Right. Bailey kept it. She was the gatekeeper. Mm-hmm. You know, she kept when they let her go, when she left, I knew things were going downhill. I knew I was next in line. I was next in line. So, and it happened, you know, 2 years later. So,
well, but, I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. It was a huge loss.
Yeah.
You know, to have that information.
Yeah.
Somebody that was tuned in to say, hey, look, this is what's happening in our community.
Right. Exactly.
To give us that quick, hey, we got to pay attention to this and that in the middle of playing music, you know,
because
you didn't have a long time to talk.
Right.
But you maximized those times to fill it with important information.
Exactly. A minute to 90 seconds on air. People don't want to hear a lot of talk. They want to hear, they turn the radio on to hear music.
Right.
So a minute to 90 seconds, that's what I would take, you know. But I never would go that long anyway. But it's just a different game now. It's just a different
game. Whatever happened to Miss Leonard?
She's still living Hillside over there.
No, really?
I need to go check up on her. Yeah, look, you know, Jaquan. I had to check up on him too, see what's going on.
Right.
But yeah, they're around.
You know, I'll tell you this, the way you moved in that space for years, you know, you were definitely one of the voices, the black voices, the black broadcasting voices that everybody knew and everybody kind of respected what you were doing. And then they would see you out and hosting and things like that. Cause you was like the ultimate warrior of hosting. You was everywhere.
Yes.
And you're still doing it.
But what I'm saying is
that was what made you more touchable.
Right.
Because they would hear you on the radio and then on the weekends you would be out in the neighborhoods.
Exactly. A guy Jonathan last night, I was at Kinky last night, and a guy Jonathan was sitting in the VIP where I DJ at. When I got there, he was with two ladies and he said, "Man, you Reggie Brown. And listening to you since I was a kid, man, can I please sit up here with you?" I was like, "Man, come on now, yeah, I'm just a regular dude."
Right.
Regular dude.
So but like I said, you know, you got to meet all the stars.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to talk about that, too. You know,
that was the best part of the game.
We got Reggie Brown here all day, you know.
Yeah.
So we got a lot. That's a lot I want to talk about when
it comes to
what's going on with a lot of these rappers, a lot of the culture right now, the condition of the culture, the music. It's so much we gotta peel back with the legend, Reggie Smoove's brother, Butter Brown, right here on the Tory Lowe Show. When we come back, we had a pop culture report with Ben Jammin, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 101.7 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Brandon Snyme. The Milwaukee Brewers winning their third straight game last night, this one over the Cincinnati Reds in game one of a four-game set, this one by a final score of 1-0.
1-1. Swing ground ball right side out of the reach of Encarnacion Strand, who made a dive, couldn't get it. It bounds into right, and Frelick delivers.
Brew Crew will get right back to work tonight with Game 2 set for 7-10. Tyler Anderson getting the start for the Brew Crew. Lastly, we'll head over to the NBA. Behind 35 points and a career-high 20 assists from Giannis, the Milwaukee Bucks getting the win on the road in Philly, 126-113.
Giannis on the left wing. He's driving to the baseline. Left-hand dunk by Giannis. And the Bucks lead 40-39. 18-0 run by Milwaukee.
Next up for the Bucks is Miami on Saturday night. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
That's the cause, living a dream. My drip is supreme. Yeah, it's what it means. I come with a crown, I come with a queen, and a couple of rings. That's just for
my 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Ben Jammin.
It's amazing.
And with me today, this Friday, on the Tory Lowe Show, hosting with me today, Reggie Smoove as Butter Brown.
Woo!
Hey, how you doing, Big Jam, man? Hey.
Hey, you know what? I am feeling good. I am in a great presence, all right, of my OG, Reggie Smooth as Butter Brown. You know, I'm not going to lie to y'all, Truth Nation. I had ideas. I had concepts for the Pop Culture Report. But I would be remiss not to highlight Milwaukee's pop culture. And that is Reggie Brown. You know, a lot of times when I used to be around Reggie, Reggie knows this. So I know you guys don't know this, Truth Nation. But Reggie Brown is a wealth of knowledge. He's a fountain of knowledge. And a lot of times, anytime I talk to Reggie Brown, I'm like a kid in a candy shop. Because this man has so many stories about hip-hop. All right? All these different stories. And you know what? I guess I never had this conversation with you, you know. But so, if y'all don't know, Kendrick Lamar came up to Milwaukee about what? What would you say, Reggie?
Oh, man, about 2017, 18.
Well, I'm talking about to the studio, though.
V100. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It was 2018, 2017.
Was it that long ago? Were you there?
I was there at that time.
It might have been earlier than that.
Anyway, Reg, I wanted to ask you this question. Did you, when it comes down to the ideas of Kendrick Lamar, we see who he is today, this big pop superstar now. Did you see that for Kendrick Lamar back then?
I knew he would be hot. I knew he would be. You know, he's real conscious. You
Interesting.
Know? Yeah, so I knew he would be. But he was cool, met mm-hmm. with everybody, took a million pictures. And yeah. I got most of them on my phone. Mm. But, yeah, cool dude, man.
Well, now, yeah, Reggie, you've met many of the stars. A lot of times when it comes down to stars going on their radio tour, if your artists don't know, you need to do a radio tour.
Exactly.
That's something that I learned in my iHeart days, a few 100 days.
Right.
When it comes down to people becoming superstars, what do you feel like makes the difference in between a superstar and somebody who's just getting by as an artist?
Some people, when they drop a song, they think they a star already. Mm. They don't need radio. They don't need none of that.
Yeah.
You know, but the Wiz Khalifas, the Ice Cubes, the Kendrick Lamars, they know they got people behind them telling them, hey, you need to do these radio shows. You need to do them.
Because Dr. Dre was behind Kendrick.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like Ginuwine. Ginuwine is the ultimate. Ginuwine would take a picture with 1,000 girls.
Yeah.
He would wait it. He wait it out. Y'all done? Y'all done? That's the kind of guy he is. You know, he understands. He's from that old school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he understands that these are the people that make you.
Right.
You know, there's an artist. I ain't going to say his name, but he was so stuck up, didn't want to do anything, and he's not even around now.
He's not around. Say his name, Reggie.
Disappear. I can't say his
name. This is the truth. It's one of the ones that the truth, man.
I know his people, and his people. Reg, you shot at my boy out, but you didn't give him no. No, I know his people. He got people in Chicago.
Well, I'll say this. When you talk about artists now, they charging $1,000 to take pictures now.
Exactly. I know. Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
The VIP and they package.
Right. Chris Brown. Crazy.
Chris Brown, Trey Songz is doing it. They all doing it. It comes with the package, you know.
Right.
The meet and greet package. You know, you pay an extra $500 just to meet. Boosie's doing it now, you know. I'm like, oh, my God.
I got one question, Big Jimmy.
Do your thing, G. Do your thing.
You've been in the middle of a lot of the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
And all of these scandals are starting to break out.
Right.
All of these things are starting to.
Accusations.
I'm just saying. You know, all these lawsuits starting to come out. What's the wildest thing you ever seen backstage? You ain't got to say no names, but what is some of the, you know, you know, you in the game.
That you just knew was out of pocket.
And you was like, oh, let me go. Oh, well, let me
close
go.
This door.
Okay. No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, the game back then, you know, wasn't social media.
Right.
So now in the era of social media, people are able to tell their stories and say a lot of stuff that was going on. Did you see anything behind the scenes that made you raise an eyebrow?
A lot. A lot. I ain't going to say this guy's a reverend now.
Okay.
Reverend.
He was on, don't say no names, man. Don't play no names. Please. But he's a reverend
now. It is what
now.
It is.
Yes. But when he was on tour.
That's crazy.
He was on tour back in the 80s. He used to bring his whole family.
Okay.
You know, they in a we were in the hotel suite, the Mark Plaza, and he'd bring his whole family. All right. Whole family in the room. They got a suite. But he would have two extra rooms on the side and pick out her. I want her and take her to that room, take her to this room. And that was me that had to do the take.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Here, baby, here's the key. You go in this room. Somebody's going to come see you. They wasn't about nothing. He'll kick them out, go to the next room. That's the way he was. He's a reverend now.
Yeah, he's cleaned his life up.
Yes, he has.
And he turned his life around. I mean, hey, it's okay
he
if he's
saved.
He
got a fine daughter. All right, next topic.
That is hilarious.
Oh, wow.
So even when we're talking about today.
Gotti knows his daughter, too.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, go ahead.
No, so when we even talking about.
Angela.
What?
So you're supposed to snow right. on Christmas.
What? I'm just, hey. What? Okay, it is what it is. Anyway, and as I guess we even were talking about the 80s and 90s. If you guys don't know, today is actually also Eddie Murphy's birthday.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Shout out to Eddie. Shout out to Eddie. And since we do have you up here, Reg, have you ever got a chance to meet Eddie or anything of that nature?
Man, I got.
You got pictures in there.
You see the money from Coming to America?
Okay.
That said £1. Remember Eddie was in the museum and they saw his money, his face on it. I got it on my phone. I got a picture of it. Eddie came to Milwaukee back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And they were before Coming to America was coming out. The people that he were with was passing out that money, just throwing it. Didn't nobody know what it was. Then the movie came out and then they said, oh, I got some of that money. But
you still got it, bro?
Yeah, I still got it. I was in Chicago on the air. Dee Hanley, my boss's assistant, was coming back from lunch. And I worked at WGCI.
Mm-hmm.
On the ninth floor, there was a model agency. I can't think. Phoenix Talent Agency. And Eddie, Spike Lee, Robert Townsend, they would come there to get talent, you know. So Eddie was there one day.
Eddie, Spike Lee, and Robert
Townsend? Not at the same time, but okay. They would go there, times. Robert's from Chicago, so, you know, okay. Spike would come all the time. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Eddie was in the elevator, and I was on for Tom Joyner that day.
Right, right.
And Dee asked Eddie to come on the radio show. He was like, nah, I don't do that. I don't do interviews. And then she's so cute, he said he had to do it. So he came on my show. He said, 5 minutes, man. I only know in 5 minutes. That's it. So get your questions together. Do 5 minutes. I said, okay. He ended up staying about an hour and a half.
Dang. Talking
to people on the phone. That laugh is, I got it recorded. He just laughing at people on the air. He loved it. He enjoyed it. Everything was cool.
Wow.
I didn't have a camera or nothing that day.
Uh-huh.
So somebody told me, if you don't have a picture or video of it, it didn't happen. Yeah, exactly. But Eddie was cool. Cool dude, too.
That's what's
real
up.
Cool dude. Yeah.
Now, I got another question that everybody been talking about for years.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you were involved in this or you knew about it, but the time Tupac came and he said something on stage.
Right.
And then some fellas from Milwaukee went and crashed out at the hotel.
They were from Chicago.
Okay, so were you around when that took place?
I was in Chicago at the time, okay. But I heard about it here. Rest in peace to Robert Yummy Sandifer. A guy, a little 12-year-old boy, was involved in a murder. The gang that he was in, they killed him under a bridge in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tupac got on stage here and dogged the gang out. But they were here.
To come see him?
They came to see him. He was
that's
dogging
how it
them
happened.
Out. Yep, Robert Yummy Sandifer. The little boy. I was on the radio in Chicago at the time, but they attacked him. It was crazy. They went in, but I was in Chicago at the time that happened. So,
and a lot of people don't know your roots started in Chicago. I'm talking about as far as radio.
No, it was here. It was here because I was in high school here on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I was in high school here on the radio, and shout out to MPS. By the time I got to college. They were teaching me the same thing I learned at MPS.
Okay.
See, back in the day, high schools here, every school had a specialty.
Mm.
My dentist, she went to North Division. That was a school for dentistry.
Yep. Yeah.
Washington High School was a computer school. ROTC at Bayview. I went to Marshall. That was the broadcasting school.
Dang, that's cool.
Riverside was my home school. If you maintain a B average, you can go to two schools at once. So in my junior and senior year, I went to Marshall in the morning, Riverside in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So that's where I learned everything. So,
powerful.
That's why I'll do anything for MPS. I visit schools all the time. I do proms and homecomings. I don't charge. All you got to do is hire a DJ. I'll come host it. But I love MPS. MPS knows that, too.
Do you think that's something that should be implemented back in school?
Yes. Darian Driver, who was the superintendent, we talked about that, and I told her. We sat down, and she said, I'm going to bring that back. I'm going to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Got proposed to, got married, back in Detroit. She hit it. She hit it. So,
that's
never did happen, yeah.
Because now everybody, you know, Reg, feels like they need to be rappers and YouTube content creators.
Yeah.
when it comes down to the Milwaukee music scene, what are you feeling about it? Well, I know you got your ear to the streets.
I'm loving it. These YNs are killing it out here.
Yeah.
Chicken P, shout out to Chicken P.
Shout out Chicken.
Shout out to, man, all the twerk songs, you know, Ant 2K, all these guys. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Get the music together, though, because some of that stuff sounds distorted.
Yeah.
You know, it drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. But it's good. It's a different generation, and I'm in it. So
I think this what I call TikTok generation.
Yeah, it is.
Well, a lot of artists now are getting around not being able to be on the radio through TikTok.
Right.
And TikTok is becoming an avenue for these upcoming artists to show their creativity and build a fan base.
Mm-hmm. YouTube is, too. Right. YouTube is really, man. That's where I download a lot of songs. Somebody asked me in the club for a song. If I ain't got it, go to YouTube. Download it, play it.
Just like that.
Yeah. Simple.
That's a tip for the DJs out there.
Yep, exactly.
Even though it messes with the audio quality? You think? Yeah. I mean, because no, I do it, like, if there's a song that, like, I absolutely want to play, I will literally just download it off of YouTube from my phone and then airdrop it.
Yeah.
But I do notice that there is a sound quality difference versus those and the ones from record pools.
Some of it is garbage. I can't find Uptown Downtown from Steve the Stoner.
Oh, I bought it on iTunes. I'll just
say, oh, you bought it?
Yeah, I just bought it.
Okay.
It's only like a minute.
You got it on your
Uptown,
phone?
Uptown Downtown.
Yeah. Airdrop it to me, dog. I need that.
Is it a radio edit?
Yeah, Uptown Downtown. No. It's a trend. Mm-hmm. It's a trend.
Right.
Yep. I don't care about it being radio edited.
I'm talking about for us to play.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just the first four bars that you could like loop. But,
exactly. Yeah.
That's all right though, but you know, Milwaukee music is definitely making a scene around the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
look. And I thought Ben was gonna be an artist too. I thought Ben was about
Ben
to blow
still,
up.
I still an artist.
No, I'm talking about blow up and forget radio.
Okay. I know where you're going.
Ben was going hard. I heard some bars at the front desk in the reception area. He stopped because somebody walked in, but still, I thought Ben was going to be an artist. Man, I'm still waiting, man.
Nah, it still happened. It's still emotion.
You're going to have this story to tell in about 2 years. I remember I used to work for The Truth.
Hey. He working on it.
Yeah, like Ludacris.
Uh-huh.
Ludacris started at a radio station, V103 in Atlanta.
Yeah.
He started there doing that. He was doing his he would intern for the morning show. But he would get there early the night before and do his demo tapes and everything. Yep.
No, that's all right. That is the grind, man.
Yeah,
that's
that is. Yeah, he took advantage of the station and the studio, the production studio.
Man, the look irony.
We'll have more Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation.
Yeah.
Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
First one on my dream, yeah, I'm shining in the dark. It's that, you gon' smell it soon as I spark it. Give a f*** about them other, I'm the hardest. On my baby, I got a quarter million in the closet. I got my shades on and my stick, baby, I'm a dog. Trying not to wake the neighbors up, I know they hear the dog bust a million
dollars. 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Benjamin.
It's amazing!
And Smooth as Butter Brown is in studio with me all day. Hey, look, we having another powerful conversation, Truth Nation. Hit the like and subscribe button if you're watching us as we broadcast live on this Friday. Benjamin, what else is going on in these pop culture streets?
You know, one thing that I want to discuss right now, Reggie, because it is Pop Culture Report, and this has been happening in the country as recently, right? We see what Trump is doing with these tariffs, right? He's imposing tariffs amongst, at this point, all of the world, right? Even in desolate locations,
right?
Places that just got penguins on them. How are you feeling about these tariffs that Donald Trump is doing?
Man, Trump's going to do what it's a show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting back watching. You voted for him, you win. I voted for Kamala Harris just like most of the, you know, black folks. But, hey, you're getting what you pay for. Mm. A lot of people are mad. He's doing what he do.
Yeah.
He's doing what he do. I'm just sitting back. It hasn't affected me yet. Well, it has because I want a new car and I'm trying to get a new truck. I'm just going to wait because I know it's expensive now. So
25% is crazy.
Yeah, after the third. Well, today's the fourth.
Today's the fourth.
Yeah, yep. Kicked in on the third.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, I'm just sitting back waiting.
Nah, prices are definitely going up, man. It's just one of these things that, like, you know, I was just having a conversation with U.S. Bank, and they were, you know, having conversations with me, telling me, you know, giving me a few little insiders about what I should do with my money in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, when the economy does crash, it does ultimately lead to opportunities for those who, you know, seek the opportunities.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Look at Wall Street. What happened yesterday? What
went down? It crashed. Well, it didn't crash, but it went down.
Yeah, it went down. So I try not to get in all of that. I'm just sitting back chilling, man. Ben, let me hold some of that money before you invest it.
You got way more than me.
No, I don't. I ain't even working. I'm just doing the club, man. I need a part time job or something.
No, man. You've been working for too long. You've been working for too long, Reg.
But the thing is, it's amazing that we're all connected.
Yeah.
In some kind of way.
Yeah.
You know. Cause I didn't even know y'all journey crossed,
right?
And then Ben didn't know our journey.
I definitely didn't know.
So it's like to have us here with the Pop Culture Report doing the show, and talking about things together. It's just amazing to feel the energy that is coming over the radio waves because we all familiar with each other,
right?
And we've all had to talk to each other at one point or another about something that was going on.
Right. True.
That's wild to me. Sometimes I'm sitting here like, oh my goodness, this is definitely just one of the best Friday shows I've done. You know?
But how about that? Where the chicken wings at, man? Where the drinks at?
Mr. Wings.
Where the drinks?
Is that Mr. Wings? Right.
I don't know. You and Bailey had them.
Yeah, for real.
No, it is funny though, because I mean, honestly, without you two black men in my life, I wouldn't even be doing what I'm doing now. You know what I'm saying? You know, Reg, you let me know about the opportunity up over here. Tori, I was your producer. Right. You know, you putting the battery in my back to get on these airwaves and start speaking and stuff.
That's good.
You know, shoot, it's crazy how life works out. You know,
I remember when Noni was shy.
Hey, man.
What you mean? Wait a minute. Hold on.
I told her, you need to start speaking up and doing stuff. She was just behind it. No, I just want to be behind the scenes doing the
video. Right, with the camera and stuff.
Look at her now, pulling out guns on Benjamin.
Oh, you watch that? Hey,
come on now.
That's funny.
Don't even
be
snapping, don't
you? Yeah, yeah, no, that's my homegirl, man.
That all of that is in the
Thanks, dog.
It's a small community, though. Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't understand that Milwaukee, the north side, you know, it's 250,000 or more or less, give or take, that we have to reach when it comes to broadcasting.
Right.
And if you can move around, you'll see everybody eventually. You know what I mean? You probably touch so many different areas and so many different lives over the years.
I see people, I'm like, I ain't never seen you before. You from here?
Yeah.
Yeah, so all the time, yeah. Yeah. I'm just blessed, man. Hey, I got truly blessed had it on me. Mm-hmm. I'm truly blessed. I don't want to be nobody's boss or nothing. I just want to have fun, and that's what I'm doing. I'm living my life.
That's sounding powerful.
Yes, I'm living my life. Hey,
thank you for that Pop Culture Report, Benjamin.
Hey, amazing. It's amazing, man. I'm appreciative of the opportunities that have been bestowed upon me from God, all right? That's it.
Amen.
Shout out to God. He's the greatest.
Amen.
Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to open up the lines, Truth Nation.
Let's get it.
Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.